Hey, it's Outside the Box, ready for a new season. Today's topic is a modest hunting proposal. A referendum question on Maine's Election Day ballot in November, outlawing the use of dogs, traps, and bait in hunting bears, failed for a second time. In the debate on the vote, few seemed to question the legitimacy of hunting bears, or that it made sense to limit the bear population. It looks like bear hunting is here to stay. If we're going to have a season on bears, shouldn't we also have one on humans? Since we, not bears, are way overpopulating our state and country. There may be about 600,000 bears in the U.S. compared to over 300 million humans. In Maine, the numbers are an estimated 25,000 to 30,000 bears and 1.3 million humans. Which one is the real overpopulator? Bears are described as a nuisance and dangerous, yet only two people in recorded Maine history have died as a result of bear attacks, while the number of bears killed by humans and humans killing each other is in the hundreds of thousands. Our state biologists and government officials have clearly been paying a lot of attention to bears and ignoring the real nuisance. Human overpopulation is bringing us to the brink of climate catastrophe, and our species is in danger of extinction. It's time to start attacking the serious problem of overpopulation and its effects on the environment by harvesting humans and leaving the bears alone. Certainly, we have outperformed bears many times over on the nuisance scale. We create trash. The bears at least eat some of it. We kill bears, deer, and other animals for sport. Bears kill very rarely, and then primarily in defense of their territory or their cubs. We violate the laws of nature by stripping the earth of its raw natural resources and fouling its air and water. Bears live in harmony with nature, not outside its boundaries. Although our planet is in serious danger of environmental degradation and collapse, it seems prudent to begin with a short hunting season on humans, such as the same four-week period we now set aside for deer and sometimes moose. Bear hunting season is currently about 3 months long. If we use bait, jelly donuts, pizza, and hamburgers seem like a good bet, although beer or lobster might be especially effective in bagging certain kinds of humans. While an estimated 7 million pounds of bait is used each year for bears in Maine, bait for humans could come out of supermarket and restaurant dumpsters, thus reducing the amount going to landfills. Now, this proposal may sound inhumane, just as bear baiting and bear hunting in general has been described. However, as more and more people flood this planet, whose carrying capacity is already overtaxed, it may be more humane to kill humans quickly with a bow and arrow or a hunting rifle. That would be better than seeing them starve in a few years as the climate destroys agriculture and food becomes scarce. Besides, humans can defend themselves during the hunt by carrying their own protective weapons, and rather than being the victim, they may be able to bag their own prey. The hunted can become the hunter. This gives human beings in their hunting season an advantage over one for bears, since anyone can bear arms, but it's not okay to arm bears. Would you support a hunting season for humans? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering if I would get a license and who I might go after if we had a hunting season for humans.